Well, a quick moment now for an update on a story. The Senate Armed Services Committee has approved comprehensive legislation that will reform how the military handles sexual assault cases and other serious crimes. A big victory for New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's been gathering bipartisan support for this legislation since 2013. Here she makes the case in 2015.
It's time to move the most serious crimes like sexual assault and murder out of the chain of command and put them in the hands of the most capable people in the military, independent, impartial, highly trained, uniformed prosecutors.
Earlier this year, Senator Gillibrand got key support from Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, who's a combat veteran and a sexual assault survivor. Right now, accusations of crimes committed by service members are brought to a commander who doesn't have legal training and often knows the suspect, and that commander ultimately decides whether or not the case goes forward. In May, our colleague Tanya Mosley spoke with Colonel Don Christensen about this potential conflict of interest. He's the former chief prosecutor for the Air Force and president of Protect Our Defenders, an organization dedicated to ending sexual assault in the military.
No matter how fair a commander is, they will have developed an opinion about the person that's under investigation. And that could be a good opinion or a bad opinion, but it's going to impact their decision making. And that's why, you know, in the civilian world, we have people outside of the investigation who makes the decision whether to prosecute or not.
Senator Gillibrand says her legislation would mean criminal justice attorneys would handle these cases rather than commanders. And she says she has the votes to pass it in the Senate, although there's still some opposition in the House. And General Mark Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has dropped his opposition, and other military officials have agreed that some reform is needed. The bill awaits that Senate vote. We'll watch here and now.